to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 65 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, we're going to do a little looking into the crystal ball. We're going to put down our best predictions for the year 2015 down in Walt Disney World. So for tonight's show, we've got a full boat. With us tonight, we have Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. How's
Hello.
It going, Sam?
Outstanding. Thank you so much.
Good to hear from you. We also have Jen from the For the Love of Disney blog. How's it going, Jen?
Great. So excited to have everyone here to chat tonight. It should be fun.
Awesome. We also have Jimmy from Once Upon a Time Travel. How's it going, Jimmy?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Everyone's doing good. And we also have John, our man on the scene down in Florida. How's it going, John?
Going great. Thanks for having me.
Well, as I said at the beginning, what we're going to do tonight is put out our predictions for what we think is going to happen in Walt Disney World. Now, some of the predictions we're going to put out there aren't going to be the normal ones that we're all expecting, but hopefully something that might be a little bit more unexpected, but perhaps plausible. So each one of us is going to throw something out there, and we're going to use the scale of the pen protector, 1 through 5 pens, meaning 5 pens, probably going to happen. We agree with that. 1 pen or no pens, no way it's going to ever happen. Guys okay with that?
Sounds I'm good. Excited.
That's good. Sure.
Okay, awesome.
Wait, so you're asking me to make some things up? That's awesome.
And from what I hear...
Sam does that on every show.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
We want to have a small chance that it might happen, though.
And I hear that maybe a little before I came to the show that Ed is sort of prophetic in these things, right? So I'm really excited to hear what Ed has to say.
True.
Hopefully I'll cut that out in case I come up with nothing.
Okay, so... You know, we said we're not going to do the obvious, the Star Wars announcement, the things like that. So I started thinking about changes that we haven't heard anything about that I might like to see. And this is so geeky, but I'm going to say it anyway. Our whole family loves the monorail. And I was doing some research. It looks like the other models of monorail. So they have they started with like the Mark II in Disneyland, and that got replaced several years. And then they kind of go back and forth and replace models of monorail back and forth on each coast. It looks like they last about 20 years before they replace it. Disneyland just got the Mark VII in 2008. And Walt Disney World has had the Mark V since 1989. So I think that we are due for some really sleek, awesome looking, totally geeky Mark 8 monorails. What do you think?
That's good. You're absolutely right that we are in need of an upgrade. I think there's some chat on the Facebook site right now about are the monorails up, are they not up, that kind of thing. You'd love to see that. On the pen scale, I don't think it happens in 2015, but I think it happens. So I'll give it 1. But I love the idea. I love it.
I agree. I'm going to give it a 1 pen also, in that it's an awesome idea, but I don't think 2015 it'll happen. I don't think a lot of the stoppages on the lines are necessarily the monorails themselves, as opposed to just the traffic. Getting people on and off the monorails during the busy seasons causes them to stop a little bit more. So when I was down there, they seemed pretty nice.
Now, when we were down there, with one time they were not running during the day, so they were doing maintenance. Sam, that's when me and you had met up out there in last April, right?
Yep.
It's something I would like to see. Have they been running on those for 20 years? You said, Jen.
89. So yeah, more than 20 years.
Wow. So they're definitely due for an upgrade. I'll go ahead and double Sam and Ed's pens, and I'll say two pens, because I think if they were going to do it this year, I think we'd have heard something about it already.
I'll go with two myself. I agree with Jimmy, and I think it will be a couple of years, because when you go in the monorail, it's a lot of wear and tear on the seats, and it's about time for those to retire.
Love it. I agree. I have to say that it probably won't happen. It's more wishful thinking, because even just one model up, the ones in Disneyland just look so sleek and so cool, and the ones in Walt Disney World smell so terrible. So I'm just ready. I'd love to see what comes next. Maybe next year. We'll see.
I agree. It's a great idea. It's a great idea.
The monorail smell. That's great.
That is not one of my favorite Walt Disney.
We can get that in a candle for you.
Ugh. No, thank you.
Yeah, seriously, yuck. Okay, well, so let's move on to another good idea for 2015. Sam, you're up.
All right, here's what I got. Sometime in 2015, my prediction is that the Main Street Electrical Parade will be leaving Walt Disney World. Not sure where it will go. Maybe it goes to Tokyo. Maybe it goes to the new one. Maybe back to Disneyland. And John, I'm probably still in yours here.
Yes, you are.
I believe that there will be a brand new nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom that's already at the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, from your lips to Bob Iger's ears, Sam.
So I I'm going to quote John on a few things here, because over the last 6 months, the Festival of Fantasy has started to get lights in different places on the floats, which aren't really noticeable in the daytime. However, as we're right around Christmas, they move the 3 o'clock parade to 5 o'clock to relieve some traffic. And this time of year, it's actually dark at 5 o'clock. So the Festival of Fantasy was coming down Main Street at night. And I believe that's our new nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom.
So let's clarify that, though. Are they going to replace Festival of Fantasy with a new daytime parade if they move that to the nighttime parade?
No, I don't think so. I think it just runs in both places.
Then I'll start. I don't want to see that. I give it one pen.
Are you talking an unprecedented using the afternoon parade for the afternoon, and then because it's all lit up for the nighttime parade?
It's just another parade. It's just the same parade twice, just lit up. I don't like that idea at all. I love the Festival of Fantasy Parade. I think it's fantastic. But I like the idea of having two options there.
I will say this, seeing it at dusk and seeing not just the dragon breathe fire, but seeing all the floats light up is impressive. From seeing it in March when it debuted to now, and all the new lighting structures on each float is impressive. And I could see them doing a 3 o'clock and then the 8 or 9 o'clock parade, the one before the fireworks. Because when you have that 11 o'clock parade after Wishes, you do not see many people staying there. So I will give it 4 because I came up.
I saw it's yours and I stole
it. Since Sam stole your idea, you'll go ahead and back it up.
I get it.
I have to say, to Sam's original point that the Main Street Electrical Parade is going away sometime next year, I would give that 4 pens. I think that, I don't know, it's probably blasphemy, but it's one of those things that, you know, nostalgia and tradition or not, there are so many parades that are so much better. And I definitely think that it's time to do something different. That said, it's not a given because they did just invest so much time and energy into Festival of Fantasy. So I'm not going to necessarily touch on whether or not that's going to be the nighttime parade, because I think that would be relatively unprecedented, not to have just one parade, but to have, you know, one parade during the day and then have that same parade light up. I don't feel like that's happened before. Maybe it has. But I definitely think it's, you know, a good possibility, 4 pens, that the parade goes somewhere next year.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 1 pen for actually both ideas, because we're talking two ideas. One, it goes away, or two, we use the afternoon parade kind of as a double. I don't think the idea of using one parade for two different time slots is a bad idea, and I think Disney, with all their ingenuity, could probably do it, meaning you basically take the afternoon parade, you flip all the floats into different orders, you light them up, and you would really have a different looking parade. Obviously, the dragon would stand out, but otherwise, I think you can almost get away with it. However, I don't think that's something that's going to be happening. Just the amount of money they're spending on other parts of the world, I think this one's doing pretty well, so I think it's going to kind of stay as is. But you never know.
I hope that you're right.
So how many pens did you give it?
One pen.
You said one.
Yep.
I missed it.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. So let's go on to another idea. And Jimmy, you're up.
Okay. My prediction for 2015 is that we will have another DVC resort announced. So they just did what they did, Grand Floridian and Polynesian. Is that correct, John?
Correct.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So my prediction is that they will announce another one in the Walt Disney World Resort. So that, I don't know what it'll be, but that seems that's the way they're going, one per year. So I think we'll have another one. What deluxe resorts don't have a DVC connected to it?
Technically, the Yacht Club. That's about it. I do have to say, though, I give that 5 pens. I think that's almost a guarantee, Jimmy. I think you're right. I didn't think I'd give any 5 pens, but I think there's some buzz about some waterfront things like the Polynesian bungalows, whatever they're calling those, at the Wilderness Lodge, even though there's already DVC there. There's always been buzz about DVC at a moderate or value, which I'm not sure that'll happen, but there's the joke, you know, that Disney's best kept secret is absolutely not a secret anymore, and to some DVC members' dismay when we can't get reservations. No, it's a very, very, very successful endeavor, and they are definitely growing very quickly. So I think that there could be more than one. If you're just talking announced, not groundbreaking or anything, there could be more than one next year.
Hmm.
Sure. Now, is there something that says they have to be at a deluxe hotel?
No.
I mean, couldn't they create a DVC on its own? Isn't that something we might be ready for now?
Well, you already have them. Saratoga Springs and Old Key West are both DVCs on their own.
And there's plenty of room for that, too. Like, all of them are your home away from home villas with the kitchens or kitchenettes and laundry and the different amenities that are in the DVC resorts. All the rooms at Saratoga Springs and Old Key West are those kind of villas. But you can get them on cash. So I don't foresee them actually making an exclusive one where only DVC members or points can stay there, simply because they already unleash their extra inventory to cash reservations as it is. So they kind of have a system. I doubt that they would ever make a truly DVC only. And I don't know that there would be a benefit to that. But yeah, there's definitely plenty of room for another standalone resort. Or like when the Treehouse Villas were not added, but repurposed for Saratoga Springs, you could even just add on to one of the existing properties.
Yeah, good idea.
Or go somewhere else entirely. I mean, Aulani's been a couple of years, and there's always been conversation about other big cities, and I think they've gone away from that, but it's never off the table to put DVC, you know, somewhere else entirely.
So, Jimmy, I think absolutely will be an announcement, so I'll give it another 5 pens. 100% chance there'll be an announcement. The big question is, or the speculation, where? And I think that's what we're talking about now. Yacht Club's the last deluxe, but Yacht Club has a convention center, and I don't know that there's room there. I really think they may be expanding out to a standalone or even an addition to a moderate. I mean, that could be the big thing for DVC.
So let's recap on this one as far as what we think is the probability of a DVC being announced, a new DVC being announced in 2015. Jimmy, you said what?
Well,
you're
pretty
much convinced this is going to happen, right?
Yeah, it was my idea, so I think it's going to happen. So 5 pence.
Yep, Sam?
5.
Jen?
5.
Cool. John?
5.
Cool. And I'm going to say 4. So, yeah, I think we all pretty much agree this is something the trend has been showing will happen again this year.
You won't go with 100%, huh?
No. Not on that one. It might not happen, so you never know. Okay, well, I think John's up next.
Okay. So in 2013, Disney redid their Magic cruise ship. So my prediction for 2015 is that they remodel the Wonder.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I think they'll put some marble in since that's the hot ticket for kids, and new dining areas, upgrade the rooms and all that good jazz. So
nice.
Yeah, I think this definitely could be announced very soon. So I'll give this a 4.
I'm gonna agree with Ed, and I'll give it 4 as well.
I'll do the same and give it a 4. I think the real question is, and wow, are there any new ships coming? When do they come? You know, there's an expansion there, but you got to redo the Wonder first.
Honestly, I have to give it. I'm gonna give it a 3, just because I really do think it will happen soon. There's so much going on with the cruise line with all the different itineraries and things like that that I don't know when they would do it. We just happened to look at the... And I guess I should say it's not unlike the cruise line and the itineraries to change even relatively last minute for a ship to go into dry dock. That's happened in years past. But looking at the current schedule, man, all 4 ships are packed. And their schedules, they're all over the place all year long. So I don't know when it would happen. I do think it's going to happen somewhat soon. I give it a 3-pen chance to happen in 2015.
Right. And I'd still give John credit if it was announced in 2015. Absolutely. To happen. So
thanks.
Cool. Okay, well, let's finish this go around with my offering. You know, I've somehow gotten the reputation of hating Frozen. I don't hate it. I just think
they do. Yes, you do.
And I don't. I actually saw it again the other day, and it's a great little movie. It's fun. Well, here's my question, though, or here's my thought for 2015. Now, we know Norway is closed, and they're reconditioning it, and I think I heard that it's going to be 2016, perhaps, or late 2015 that it might reopen. Do you think that they're going to move a Anna and Elsa meet and greet, character meet and greet, over to Norway in preparation for the new attraction in 2015? Or what are the chances of that happening?
Oh, I think 5 pence.
Yeah, are they any place else in Epcot right now?
No.
I don't think so.
They're
no.
only currently in the Magic Kingdom as far as parks go. And I think that the only reason they moved from Epcot to begin with was because it was just such a difficult space to cram 5 hours worth of people. And I don't know. We know that sometimes they can magically transport themselves quickly from one park to another. So I think that they could be appearing in both parks on the same day very easily. And that's, you know, while they're working on refurbishing or repurposing that Maelstrom area, I think they could certainly, you know, quickly, you know, build part of it out as a meet and greet area, give them plenty of space while they're working on the rest of it. I think that's a very real possibility.
Sure, and if nothing else, give some idea of what the ride's going to look like in that area, too.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys think?
I'm going to go 5 stars. 5 pence. Or stars.
He likes your idea, Ed. 5 star
idea. I give it 5 stars and 5 pence.
I'll go with 3. I like the idea. I just don't know with the 5-hour wait lines if people are going to be happy staying out in line compared to being in the Magic Kingdom and being inside a building waiting. So I'll go with 3.
You know, a year ago I would have said that, and after a year of seeing the same thing happen or hear the same thing happen day after day in the Magic Kingdom and when they were at Epcot, I got to think it's going to continue. But anyway, we'll see.
They're willing to do whatever.
we talked about this because I was there when the meet and greet was in Norway, and it was a train wreck in the pavilion. Just the lines and where it snaked to, and it no shade. It was very difficult. However, I believe, John, correct me if I'm wrong, the place in Norway where Anna and Elsa were is still set up as a meet and greet. It didn't reopen as a shop, right?
Correct.
So the backdrop and everything is still there. If they can figure out how to manage the line and manage a queue in a relatively decent way, I absolutely see that coming back. That's the challenge. I'll give it a 3 because of that. I think it's a flip of a coin.
Where was the meet and greet? I'm walking into the Norway Pavilion.
The very first shop on the left.
Yeah. Just past the bakery.
The bakery? Yep. Okay.
Just past it. Just past the bakery on the left. The very first shop.
Yeah, we were also there, and it was, we were actually there at 9:01 when the very first day they began meeting at 9 o'clock from the 11 o'clock switch. It was not even formally announced, so we thought for sure we'd be able to walk, you know, right up, relatively speaking, and we did. We waited 1 hour and 20 minutes, which was walking right up compared to that, right? And even then, we could barely follow where our line was going. People trying to go for princess breakfast were furious because they couldn't find their party. They couldn't wait to get in line for breakfast. They were in the wrong lines. Maelstrom, when it opened, you couldn't get there. There were all these lines converging on one another, breakfast lines or brunch, I guess, at that point for the bakery. It is a small pavilion with a lot of lines at that time. And Sam's right. It was just chaos. But mm-hmm. I think that they can utilize part of that footprint of the Maelstrom area.
And that's what I'm thinking, the theater.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's very possible. So yeah, it totally depends. You're right on what the ride is going to be. If there's a part that they can, you know, hold off on finishing up as new Frozen ride and use it for a line in the meantime, then I think it's a go. And if not,
or
maybe not.
How about this? They're fast tracking the meet and greet location in this new attraction that will open before the attraction opens.
Ooh.
That's a possibility too.
Did they announce a meet and greet at it?
I don't know if it's
officially.
Might just be speculation, yeah. On the cruise ships now, this was so wonderful. When you got on board, you went to the Port Adventures desk and got a ticket that had a return time, kind of like the fast passes that they're doing at the current meet and greet location, and like they tested on other things, but it was literally a very specific ticket, like to your stateroom, so you could tie it maybe to your Magic Band or to your tickets or something. And it said, on the ship it's obviously different because you're sort of a captive audience, you could come back on a different day, but you could give them a different time. And then you walked in to the theater where they were meeting, and you maybe waited behind 3 families, 5 minutes tops. Anna and Elsa were both there together. The backdrop was beautiful. There was Frozen music playing. I mean, it was just lovely. And the whole experience was so good. You could do a ticketed event, not an event, but a ticketed meet and greet there quite easily.
Yeah. So, Ed, to give you sort of an idea of what that line looked like, figure there were switchbacks with the temporary little poles back and forth from that first shop all the way back to Maelstrom. Then it wrapped around towards Mexico, and they had cast members that would hold the line so the people could walk back to the Agent P thing, for example, or get back into the restrooms. Or it was a wreck. Where do you put those people? You definitely could do what Jen just said, or you open. There has to be a meet and greet in the big scheme of things.
Okay, well, that was a good first round, and we had some good predictions for 2015. Let's see if we can go around one more time. Who wants to start this one?
I'll go.
Okay, Jimmy, what do you got?
So it's been rumored here for a little while now that they've been courting Disney to put a Disney cruise ship in New Orleans. So I'm going to predict that will be announced sometime in 2015. We have a pretty big cruise port already. Norwegian, Royal Caribbean, and Carnival all run out of here. Carnival runs two ships continuously from here, and they're expanding the port. So that's my prediction, that will be a Disney cruise ship out of New Orleans.
Okay. To clarify, do you mean there will be an itinerary with one of the four ships that leaves for a certain amount of time from New Orleans?
Embarks, yeah.
Or a new ship?
No. Because okay. We already.
Okay. Yeah. So itineraries that come and go from New Orleans.
So there was one from Galveston a year or so ago, and they pulled it from Galveston.
There's several from Miami and Puerto Rico.
They're almost all from the East Coast.
They were in New York at one point, yeah.
So I'm predicting that there'll be an announcement in 2015 that it will be a place you can leave from and come back to.
See, I don't remember hearing that much about that in 2013. Were there a lot of those extra ports? Because, yeah, I remember the year before we had New York and Galveston, and I think there was another, I want to almost say Baltimore, but I'm not sure about that one.
There still are actually Miami and San Juan currently that you don't hear a ton about because you only pretty much hear about the Mediterranean, Port Canaveral, yeah. And Los Angeles, and maybe Vancouver.
You hear about the new ships, right? And these are the smaller ones going to other places now.
Right, and I don't count Miami as an extra port. Granted, it is truly another port. It's still in Florida, so...
Right.
You're driving past the other port. Right, exactly.
It's the backup when it rains, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I give that a 3. I'm neither here nor there about that.
Yeah, I'll flip a coin on it right down the middle.
I'll go 3 myself.
I will too. I would go higher. I definitely agree that there's a very good possibility they'll announce just different itineraries like that. New Orleans is a good possibility, but there are probably others as well. Jimmy, you probably just have a better... Maybe I should just go with you because you're down there hearing rumblings from, both sides of it, from the Disney community and from,
And I hadn't really heard anything from the Disney community, but, there was... Local, yeah. The port here was like, they're trying to get... They're working on it.
Sure.
And I think... to be honest, and it's nothing against Galveston, but... Galveston's not much of a destination other than it was, the port.
Right.
So I think here you can do a 3 or 4 day cruise and do a couple days in New Orleans and make a trip out of it. I mean, New Orleans is a destination city already.
And you're saying announce. I'm actually going to go just because I kind of hate pushing. So I'm going to go 4 just to go something above. I think there's a better chance than 50-50. So I'm going to go 4 pens.
Okay.
To kind of tip the scale, everyone else is 3 pins. And we'll see. I like
nice.
It. I like that idea.
There you go.
I say the more places that Disney sails from, the more opportunities I can find cheap flights, which is often one of the biggest deterrents. So.
Yep. Which is why some people will drive 17 hours.
That's right.
14, whatever it was.
Way too many.
Okay, cool. We'll work with you, Jen, right now. So why don't we go with your second one?
Sure.
What's your next prediction?
All right. Well, kind of in a couple directions, but I will go with, and this one's very timely as we're recording because we are coming very close to the demise of the Sorcerer's Hat at Disney's Hollywood Studios. So what are the odds that the pin odds that the Eiffel Tower remains the only weenie, so to speak, for the Hollywood Studios. So nothing goes up in its place. The icon for the park just stays only the Eiffel Tower.
Will they move it?
I don't know. It's up to you.
In your synopsis?
I don't know.
I'm going to give that a 1. I predict they're going to bring something else in there. Whether it's Grumman's Chinese Theater, although from some of the things they've been selling, it has been showing the Eiffel Tower. So I know where John's going to go with this one.
Yeah.
But no, I think they're definitely going to try to push something else, but we'll see.
I will go with 4. Ed mentioned all the merchandise for the studios has the tower on it, so I believe that will be the weenie of the park.
I just think it's too far back. I mean,
you can't see it when you walk in.
You can hardly see it at all anymore because the tour is not there. And It is very difficult to see. You can see it from the road better than anything else.
Right, and that's where I had the difficulty of being a future weenie. If you can't see it, then what's the sense of it? But
right, the weenie's right. Supposed to draw you to a point.
And you can't deny that they are selling a lot of the souvenirs with the icon on it. I think it might be just the interim right now to get them through.
Well, and like you said, they might move it to somewhere more visible.
I'm not saying it can't be the icon, and maybe that's the face of Hollywood Studios merchandise. But it's certainly, you can't say it's the weenie. And the weenie is designed to bring you to a certain point. You can't even see it when you walk in the park. Right. So you can't bring, and if you tried to get to that point, you can't get there.
So
it doesn't work as a weenie. It could be the icon of the park, but not the weenie.
Okay, so Jimmy, if I were to ask it this way, so that you can give a proper rating, will they build or introduce another icon in its place?
I'm going to go 2. I think they're going to let the theater serve that purpose as it originally did before the hat was there.
Sam?
Whatever, with whatever iteration that the theater is. Maybe it stays the theater and they let that be the thing that draws you down the street. Maybe they revamp that whole thing. And I think Sam kind of alluded to making it
Circle.
That's exactly where I was going. So rephrase your question, Jen, so I know.
Okay, so what are the chances that originally I said that the Earful Tower is the only icon or weenie, and then so then I asked Jimmy. I guess that flips your answer. So that was my question.
Well, exactly, that's why I wanted to clarify.
What are the chances that it remains the only icon or weenie, and that's the thing that is Hollywood Studios? And so Jimmy said 2 because he thinks that the theater will be.
I'll give it 1. I wanted to say 0, but I'll give it 1.
Yeah, we didn't give that.
I believe we're getting Carthay Circle, and I think the Chinese theater turns into something else, and there's a new weenie.
Ooh, you don't think that the theater turns into Carthay Circle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it goes somewhere
Carthay
else.
It turns into Carthay Circle, and we get the partner statue, and we look like California Adventure when it's all said and done. That's what I think happens to that area.
Very possible.
And we're going to find out at D23.
Awesome. What did everybody get a chance to answer this one?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So you know what? Mine is kind of related. So I'm going to go ahead and go next with my prediction. Or actually more of a percentage of, is this going to truly happen? Now, we're in MGM Studios, Disney Hollywood Studios. And one of the predicted names or the names that came out as far as what the park is going to be rebranded as is the Disney Hollywood Adventure or the Disney Hollywood Adventures. I'm not sure if it's pluralized or not. What do you think the chances are that that name is going to survive till it's actually officially renamed to that?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'm going to say 0.5 pen.
You know, so, you can't use half a pen.
I have a broken pen. Anymore. I have a broken pencil in my pocket protector. Okay.
Did you hear something that says that's not the case?
No,
or
I just don't believe it. I just think it's too close to California Adventure. Too close to Islands of Adventure. I mean, that name has been – it's already used.
Well, let me think of another name that might have been reused between parks, the Magic Kingdom. They seem to want to repeat that name every so often.
Where?
Well, isn't it Disneyland?
No, it's just Disneyland. It's not the Magic Kingdom. There's only one Magic Kingdom.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Disneyland is just Disneyland.
Gotcha.
Disneyland and California Adventure.
I have to go with 1 pen. I throw things away when they're broken. But I think that mostly this park, and I know that we are going to see a major rebranding. We already know that there's going to be huge facelift. It's going to be a new park. I think that if it's going to get a new name, it's going to be something more different than that, because it's just been so subtly tweaked so many times that people can't even remember what it's called, and half the people don't call it the right thing. Like, it's just it's kind of been a poor rebrand every time, if you're looking from like a marketing perspective, which is weird. I mean, I'm calling out Disney for bad marketing, which is hilarious. But I think that if they're going to rebrand the park, it's going to be a big change, or it's just going to stay. I don't know. It's going to stay the same for a while. I don't really know, but I don't think that. And maybe they do. Maybe they're going to mirror California Adventure and call it Florida Adventure. I don't know, but I think that the Hollywood goes if the name changes at all.
So let me clarify my original rating of a half a pencil to say that that's my rating on it being called exactly what you said.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So whether or not the name's going to change, I think it probably will. I would probably go four pence to say that the name will change in 2015. I just don't think it's going to be anything Adventure. And mainly because you've got Islands of Adventure.
And see, I don't think it's going to be anything Hollywood. So that might.
So maybe just a whole new.
If we're right, then that supports my idea that if they're going to change the name, which is possible, very possible, then they just go something totally different. At which point, I have no idea what it would be. So we'll see. I don't know.
Okay, your thoughts, John?
I agree. I would say one or two and. One, actually, with what Jimmy said to the point of Islands of Adventure being right down the street. And I definitely think it's going to change. And I don't even think you'll have the studios or in the name itself. So I think it'll be totally different.
Gosh, what would it be? I don't even know. I'll let Sam answer first. Now I'm just thinking.
So I don't know. I'll give it one. I don't think the name changes.
Oh.
It gets back to the branding that you talked about, Jen. I don't know.
It just stays Hollywood Studios?
I think it stays, but at the same time, it's almost flip a coin on this
right.
one.
I think it could stay,
I could
too.
See them going anywhere.
I could see
a last-minute change the name.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the better question then for us at this point would be, would they change the name? Would they announce the name change in 2015? Yes or no?
Yes.
I'd say yes.
I would hope so, yeah.
Yes.
They're going to change it. But I also wouldn't, I would say I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't change at all. The thing that would surprise me the most is if it changed just a little bit again.
Right. Yeah, I still call it MGM. I can't get away from it.
I know.
The TMC Studios?
There you go. The TMC Adventure with Frozen, featuring Frozen.
Let me ask you this: is the Turner Classic Movie Adventure really an adventure?
I don't know.
It'd be like, you know, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. That'd be like the thrilling, most thrilling ride in the park.
One of the stories I did read was they're going to jump on that pretty quick as far as redoing the inside of that. So I'm really interested to see what it's going to be. But 2015 was the date I read.
So what I read
2 days from now.
So what I read was, I mean, mainly it's going to be the movie in the front and the movie at the end is what they're. So eventually, I think they'll start doing some stuff more in the middle, you know, as part of the ride. I think the immediate thing though is going to be changing up that movie at the front and the one at the back and branding it.
Hey John, have you heard anything else? Or is that in line?
That's correct, and there's going to have a photo opportunity at the end.
Oh, I did read that, yeah. Yeah.
So that's not awesome. Anything I can. Yeah, so that's not anything I can add to that. So,
photo opportunity of what?
It just said you will have a photo opportunity at the end of the new montage of videos.
Okay.
So.
Maybe it's for whatever's current movie or something like that, a set up or something.
Hopefully it's
so in the montage, or you get out of the ride and take a picture.
You get out of the ride and take a picture. There'll be probably some cutouts or something where you can take a picture with, you know, whoever.
Anna and Elsa.
I don't know. Anna Hopefully it's better than the
<Of course. laughs>
the things that were at the end of the Kodak Imagination, whatever that was called at one point, and then the Star Tours shop. Like, those are cool, but gosh, they're kind of everywhere. Like the green screen thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can get those at the mall, so hopefully they'll come up with something cooler than that.
But if it's something Disney,
that's true.
People
man.
Jump all over it
and sell it for a lot of money.
It's mm-hmm. still a Band-Aid.
Oh, sure. But we get to talk about it. Okay, so let's move on. John, you are up.
Okay. Well, Wishes over at the Magic Kingdom has been here for since 2003.
I don't like where you're going with this already.
Ooh, I don't know. Time, though, man.
But not that I want the fireworks to change. But here's where we talked about the Great Movie Ride a couple weeks ago getting a sponsor. Wishes got a sponsor of Pandora. So I think you'll have a brand new fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom in 2015.
Pandora the app or Pandora the jewelry?
Pandora the jewelry. Yeah, they just did. That's what Kim got for Christmas, was a Disney Parks Pandora bracelet.
Oh, listen to you throwing that out there.
Yep. Kim, if you're listening, don't you love your husband?
Kim. Susan, forget what he said.
Okay, let's go back to this. A jewelry company now sponsors the Wishes fireworks show.
Correct.
So it's no longer sponsored by HP in the maps? That's all changed?
Correct. Even if you go and you see the posters underneath the train station where you're walking through, right, it has a brand new Wishes poster and it says sponsored by Pandora. So
nice.
Okay, I'm going to start out with this one, and I'm going to give it one pen in that if they were going to change this up, I think they would have done it at the same time they changed the sponsor, meaning they would have announced that we have our new sponsor and we're going to bring a new show and then go to town with it. By changing the sponsor and just kind of hanging out with the same show, I think they've already ruined that little bang for the buck. What do you guys think?
I kind of agree with you. I know what you're saying, that, you know, if you're going to announce the new sponsor, let's announce the new sponsor to a new show, not throw a sponsor on the same old thing.
At the same time, you're getting a sponsor. I mean, not that Disney World's broke, but you're getting a sponsor to pay for the event. Like, that's the reason you have a sponsor?
Well, I don't know if that's it or if that was part of the negotiating when they partnered with Pandora to make the jewelry, the Disney Parks exclusive jewelry.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that might have just been a little kicker in the deal in there, you know, in their total agreement.
Yeah, this might be where we have, let's see, a shout out to Stacy or whoever it was that says you need some, maybe Charlotte, somebody who said you need some female input on this show. This might be, Ed, I sort of heard that you were surprised by the jewelry fireworks connection. Maybe I put that in your mouth. I don't know, but.
Well, not necessarily surprised. I just thought it was an odd mix to begin with, but fireworks are actually jewels in the sky if you really think about it.
Well, there you go. See, there's that. But I just was thinking, like, I don't know. Like, I just thought it was a perfect fit because you think of, and I hate those stupid K jeweler commercials, but you think of, like, the romance of fireworks and all of that. Not that that's all that they evoke, but there's definitely so much that Pandora could do with memories. I mean, the beads all, you know, very often represent memories, and there's so many things that Pandora could do with a new show if given time to do it right. So I kind of, as much as I love Wishes and would probably not be happy to hear such an announcement, I don't know. I'm thinking about Jimmy's broken pencil. I'm thinking I'm going 3.5. No, I'll go 3. But I think it's a pretty good possibility, actually, that we hear something changing. Especially, I didn't realize it had been that many years with really little to no change.
It's a long time. It really is. As much as I like Wishes and I wouldn't want to see it go away, I'm going to give it 3 pens and a crayon.
No, a highlighter.
A highlighter. And a mechanical pencil.
A glitter. 3 pens and a mechanical. We're talking fireworks. You're going to have like a glitter pen in there or something.
Right.
I think Wishes is... So I'll step back a second. The comment was made that the Pandora negotiated something new. I think knowing what happened with HP this past year and that the company split in two, I think that sponsorship fell through on the HP side and Disney had a scramble. So they announced it earlier than they wanted to. And I think there's a good shot that Wishes can be redone and there's still an announcement yet to come, but their hand was forced. So I'm going to give that, I'd like to do 3.5, but I'll call it 4. I'll call it 4 that Wishes gets changed.
And you know, they're not
here an announcement.
So changed or replaced?
It gets some type of an update that incorporates the castle lights and the 3D projection of the castle
mapping
with the fireworks. That's what I. That's the natural evolution.
Oh, it really is, because the pre-show, the various, you know, the thing that's held many names, Magic, the Memories, and whatever it's currently called, Celebrate the Magic, or I don't know, John, help me out here. Whatever that current show is, the Castle Projection show, is so beautiful now. And then the fireworks come after, and they're so amazing. But gosh, you can combine the two, and you're right. I think you can make a spectacular show.
Will it happen? Will we hear about it in 2015 is the question. And I think there's better than a 50% chance. So I'll give it 4.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Okay, so let's go with one more look into the future with Sam.
All right, so of course you say one more and I have 2. So Epcot or Animal Kingdom, which place would you guys rather me go because of one for each?
Is Epcot Illuminations related?
It is not.
Okay, I was going to say, don't do that, because that's too close.
No, but let's go ahead. It's an easy one, Epcot. So I believe that in 2015, we get an announcement that the Soarin show is finally updated.
Oh.
We have a new video for Soarin.
Five pence.
Yeah, I'll go 5, too.
I'll go 4.
That's not like you to go so definite.
You know, it's got to happen. It's definitely got to happen. If not, then someone's going to actually get out of their chair, go up to that movie theater, and rip the movie out, because the quality is horrible.
It's getting worse and worse all the time. Why was that not digital to begin with?
Because it was so old. It was so long ago.
I mean, they built that ride in 2005.
Yeah, but the movie was how many years before that in California?
I know, but they couldn't throw that digitized
better than that.
Yeah, they couldn't digitize it.
For all I know, it was whatever format they had at the time.
Yeah,
just didn't survive. But they've had that rumor for the past
5, 6, 7 years
now that they've been refilming that movie. So, this is the only one I've gone wishful with 5 pens.
Yep.
John, did you answer that one?
I agree.
All right, so Sam, I think you got away with it again.
All right, I did.
Do I get the? We
didn't do the Animal Kingdom one, so
I have one more. But I still can. I feel like we can go for it.
Okay, so I'm gonna sneak in my Animal Kingdom on top of Epcot. The Frozen takeover of Walt Disney World continues, and Let It Go becomes a big part of Animal Kingdom's Rivers of Light.
A big part.
I'm saying,
meaning it ends with Let It Go.
I'm going to say 1 pin.
I'm also going to say 1 pin. I don't doubt that it could show up there if it looks kind of like World of Color, but I'm not even certain it's going to be movie-based like that.
Nope.
So I'm going to go
low. I don't
think
so either. Half a pen. I got like some leftover...
The other half of your pencil?
Well, some leftover lead from a mechanical pencil.
No, I'll give you a whole pen.
I'll go with 1.
Yeah. I agree with John and everybody else. I'm going to go with 1 pen, and I think that the whole idea of blue fitting into Animal Kingdom at all just doesn't work. It's not the warm jungle color.
They're big blue people
I agree with you, though. It doesn't seem to fit, but I'm not sure how that's going to work either.
Yeah, well, that's another show, the Avatar Land. We've seen some really cool overhead shots of how much they've done over there, and I think it's pretty incredible. So I think once we get into the low 70s, we might be revisiting the whole idea of Avatar Land.
I think I think Sam had John flew up in a helicopter to take those photos.
We need a Disney Nerds drone that John can fly, although I'm pretty sure there's probably rules about that.
Did you know there is an official map that has redded out areas of places you cannot fly drones with cameras? And most of them are airports, and a lot of them are city areas. I checked out Walt Disney World. There is no exclusion area for drones at Walt Disney World at this time.
Wow.
That's surprising.
It probably won't stay long. That's going to go away pretty quickly, I'm sure. But FYI.
Well, they're really quite, they're becoming kind of popular. Like, there's one at my girl's school for, like, sporting events, and my father-in-law just talked about buying Kyle one. He didn't, but I mean, they come up as like toys now, so I don't know. I feel like it's going to be the next GoPro, and everyone's going to have a camera drone, and Disney World's going to have to say something.
So if Kyle gets one before y'all trip,
he's not getting one. He's not getting one.
Can you bring it? So
I know. I'm like, why did you even say
up?
That? Why did you say you almost bought him a drone? Like, that's not fair.
Kyle, if you're listening, dude, we could be such best friends if you had a drone.
Right? I know.
So before we go, I have one more. I predict in 2015, we will have another Disney Nerds podcast, Food and Wine Meet.
Ooh.
Awesome.
I like that.
I'm going to say 4 pens for that one.
I got 5.
Yeah, I'm rocking 5 pens.
What,
Like 5, like soft tip, like, I'm talking about, like, the really nice pens.
Do you have, I mean, no details, just that something's going to happen, that we're
going
to have a meet.
Something's going to happen. It's going to be.
Official Disney Nerds.
It's going to be cool.
Annual.
Absolutely.
Oh, 5 pens for sure.
I got 5 as
something.
Well.
There's got to be something.
Excellent. Can't wait for that now. See if that comes true.
Got to come true. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
It absolutely will. So, hey, before we wrap up, I want to remind everybody about our Disney Nerds video contest.
Woo-wee!
So if you head out to thedisneynerds.com, you will find our video contest, which is a series of 10 pictures taken in and around Walt Disney World this holiday season. You'll find instructions on how you can win a Thomas Kincaid 4-pack Disney puzzle set, which is pretty cool, actually, and I'd love to see these 4 things framed hanging in my house, but we're going to give that thing away, so make sure you check that out. Enter the contest. Check us out at thedisneynerds.com. And all that good stuff. It's quite. Have you guys looked at any of the pictures yet?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of good ones out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some are tougher.
I had to take one out and zoom in on the Christmas bulb, and there's a lot of different ways you can figure these out.
And that's all fair game. Whoever gets the most, or will randomly select a winner if more than one person gets all 10.
Excellent. When do we have to have our email and our guesses in by?
So send your email to thedisneynerds@yahoo.com with your guesses. Put in the subject video contest, and we need to get that before January 9th, 2015. That'll give us enough time to let people get entries in during the holidays and allow us to select a winner, which we'll announce on a future show.
Awesome.
Excellent. Well, I hope everybody has a chance to take a look at those pictures and enter a contest. We're looking forward to giving those Tom Kincaid puzzles away. Well, that's it for show number 65, our predictions for the year 2015 that is to be. So if you have some predictions, give us an email. Let us know what you think is going to happen in 2015 and send it to thedisneynerds@yahoo.com. And we'll read that on the air. So send us your ideas. Let us know what you think. Always looking to hear what our audience has to say. So for show number 65, for Sam, Jen, John, and Jimmy, this is Ed. And we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.